الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاستقم كما أمرت ومن تاب معك ولا تطغوا إنه بما تعملون بصير. صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Most respected elders and brothers, and our mothers and sisters who may be listening over streaming or receivers, the topic steadfastness is indeed a topic that is discussed in much detail in the books of the Ahadith, and there is lots of information with regards to this. In the limited time that we have, we will just discuss a few aspects. More importantly, we make dua that Allah Ta'ala blesses us with the implementation of this noble quality in our lives. If we have to do a literal translation of steadfastness, even in the English language, you say that the person is firm, is unwavering in the person's beliefs, in his actions, in the loyalty. It happens despite, you know, challenges or despite difficulties. So despite there being some challenges, some difficulties, the person is firm. The person remains firm, whether it's in their belief, whether it's in their actions. Loosely we can say that this person is steadfast. In terms of Sharia, in the definition of the ulama, then they similarly, they say that the person is firm on the path of obedience despite any challenges that comes about. And this quality of istiqama, ulama explain that al-istiqamatu fawq al-karama. Karamat in the Arabic language is referred to as a supernatural act. Sometimes the person is a great wali of Allah, and then he performs some supernatural acts with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The buzruq, for example, gets some kind of kashf, or, you know, he gets a almost a sixth sense, and he advises someone, and it turns out to be true. So we'll say this is like a karamat. It's a supernatural act which happens with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the ulama say that, you know, the supernatural act of a wali is something which is great, but even greater than that is that the person has the quality of istiqamat in his life. He is steadfast. This is far more superior and far greater than a supernatural act. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Hud, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ وَلَا تَطْغَوْا. That, O Nabi of Allah, remain steadfast as you have been commanded, and do not trespass the boundaries. And not only should you remain steadfast, but those who have made tawbah and repentance with you, the believers who have made tawbah and repented, they too should remain steadfast. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, شَيَّبَتْنِي هُود وَأَخَوَاتُهَا. That Surah Hud has caused my hair to turn white. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, it was specifically this verse in Surah Hud that caused the Nabi of Allah to go through anxiety and worry and concern. The Mufassirin, the commentators of the Quran and Majid, explained that what was it about this verse that caused the Nabi of Allah to become so concerned? One was Allah Ta'ala said, remain steadfast as you have been commanded. Now, because the Nabi of Allah had such fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such awe for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, when we say fear for Allah ta'ala, we are not speaking about the fear like how a person fears a lion. It is fear which is born out of love. Like the person, he loves his wife very dearly, and he's concerned he mustn't, you know, upset her. So love which is born out of fear. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the highest degree of ishq and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence, he said that Allah has commanded me to remain steadfast. I must remain steadfast in accordance to the command of Allah. So that concern and that fear caused the Mubarak hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to turn white. And then the other view is that the Nabi of Allah, for him to remain steadfast, there was no question about it. He was the Nabi of Allah. He was ma'soom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with such a pure heart. But the second part, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكَ, that not only should you remain steadfast, but the believers from your ummah, those who have made tawbah, should also remain steadfast. So because the Nabi of Allah had such fikr and concern for his ummah, and he knew that his ummah will not be able to, or perhaps will fall short when it comes to remaining steadfast. And that concern and that worry about his ummah caused Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's hair to turn white. So if we look at this aspect of remaining steadfastness, generally al-istiqama in Arabic means, it is used for, you know, putting up a steel post or a structure at a completely straight angle. So if we may say 90 degrees to the ground, perpendicular. It should not be a few degrees on this side, neither a few degrees on that side. So those who are good builders or engineers or architects, they most probably will achieve it. And if the person is a good engineer, he knows what kind of, you know, weights he's working with, what kind of forces he has to work with, and he will do his calculations accordingly and ensure that, you know, this particular pole is placed deeper into the ground, there's sufficient concrete, etc., etc. So while it may be challenging, it's still achievable. But imagine now erecting something, not knowing what the forces will be, and having the ground continuously moving on a moving vehicle, for example. The person is now told to, you know, balance this thing absolutely straight. I believe now with technology they have now, you know, the vehicles that have a automatic suspension that, you know, moves according to the movement or the terrain that is ahead of it. So even that too perhaps is achievable. But in one's life, which is continuously changing, and things around us are continuously changing, the person, sometimes his health is in order, sometimes there's some issue, sometimes the weather is, you know, a bit heavier. Things continuously change around us. Now to remain steadfast in such a condition, indeed it is challenging. It is challenging, but it is not impossible. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never places a burden on any individual beyond his or her capacity. So the fact that Allah has instructed us to adopt the quality of steadfastness means that if we apply ourselves, inshallah we can develop this quality of steadfastness. Now if we look at this month of Ramadan, in this month of Ramadan we are learning lots of lessons of remaining steadfast. For example, and this month of Ramadan is an ideal opportunity to develop the quality of steadfastness. For example, in this month of Ramadan, there's lots of discipline. The person now will notice now by today, generally speaking, sehri time, the eyes are automatically opening, you know, generally speaking. The person automatically opens the eyes. And in the early days, to have kept the fast was maybe more challenging. But now eventually the person gets used to it. He becomes, you know, if we may say, acclimatizes to it, become accustomed to it. So if we look at this month of Ramadan, we look at the fasting itself, the steadfastness in the fasting. Then we look at our Taraweeh Salah. The person now initially was challenging to perform the Taraweeh, those first few days, the 20 rakats, the person is holding his knees, battling it out. But now eventually over time, we find that now alhamdulillah, the person is much more energetic performing that Taraweeh Salah. So now the question is, since now alhamdulillah, we've developed a degree of steadfastness now in the month of Ramadan. Many of us, mashallah, Allah give us all tawfiq, we are controlling our gazes, we are controlling our tongues, we are ensuring that we are not making ghiba, we are realizing that I am fasting. Similarly, the food is there, but we're restraining ourselves, and again we're restraining ourselves, the next day we're restraining ourselves, and we're consistently restraining ourselves. This is the very essence of istiqamah. So therefore, mashallah, the month of Ramadan is an ideal opportunity, hence the topic is being discussed, so that inshallah we hope that we can keep the ball rolling, if we may say, even after the month of Ramadan. Perhaps to give us a little bit of an incentive, let us discuss some of the virtues of istiqamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majeed that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُوا. Allah says, indeed, those people who say that our Rabb is Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and then they remain steadfast. Allah Ta'ala says that the angels descend upon them, and the angels call out to them, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا, do not fear, وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, and do not grieve, and receive glad tidings of Jannah. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. So indeed, this quality of steadfastness will inevitably bless the person with the gardens of paradise. It will bless the persons with the garden of paradise. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. That the person who says that my Rabb is Allah, and then he remains steadfast, there will be no fear upon him and there will be no grief. Meaning that this quality of steadfastness will help us overcome grief and fear. So it doesn't mean that the person will not have natural fear. But that fear will almost, if we may say, it will be on the outside and not within the heart. One is the person becomes overwhelmed with grief. One great arif, Hazrat Shah Aki Makhtar Sahib, used to give the example. He said, Allah Ta'ala makes the heart gham-proof. Like how you get watches that are waterproof, so Allah Ta'ala makes the heart gham-proof. So the watch will go into the water, but the water doesn't enter the internal mechanism of the watch. In the same way, the person whom, you know, whose heart has been protected, لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, then this person will face challenges. Doesn't mean challenges won't come, worry won't come, but it won't overwhelm the person, and the person can't even function any longer. That person, deep down in his heart, he will say, this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is testing me. And the person is able to overcome that challenge with much more ease compared to the person who has not been blessed with this quality. In another hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, also highlighting the virtue of steadfastness, that أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. The most beloved of actions in the eye of Allah is that which is done consistently, even though it is very little. So we have two people. One person, mashallah, he got himmat, he woke up tahajjud time, he said, chala, 20 rakats of tahajjud. So he performed 20 rakats. And then you have another person who got up, only performed 2 rakats, made a short dua, went back to sleep. But he did it every single day. In the eye of Allah, the person, the latter, is more beloved. That 2 rakats is more beloved than those 20 rakats which are just done in one way. And even in this world, we look at how things function. You look at the steam engine, the combustion engine. It needs consistent ignition. There needs to be a continuous cycle of burning that's taking place in that engine. If somebody says, you know, I'll leave all of this here, I got a bomb, I'll put it in your fuel tank and finish, let's see how this vehicle flies. So that bomb will have lots of energy. Lots of energy will, but instead of being beneficial to the for the vehicle, perhaps it may even just move the vehicle slightly, besides destroying everything else. But for that vehicle to consistently work, it just requires that simple jet of fuel and that ignition to take place. Very fine mist of fuel continuously is sent into the engine, and you find that that vehicle continues. And as the person applies the pressure on the accelerator and increases that fuel, it will to go much faster. And this, similarly, it's an example, but in the same way, a person after the month of Ramadan, we adopt a little amal. Perhaps during the month of Ramadan, every day, those sitting in itikaf, they were reading 5 paras a day, 10 paras a day, mashallah. Allah accept. After Ramadan, it's not going to be, not impossible, but it's not really practical. Because the person is, has got his daily activities to engage in, he has a family, there's lots of distractions. And then of course, shaitan has been released. And now that we no longer fasting, this nafs also is, you know, quite alive now. So now what happens is that the person is unable to keep that momentum. So what we need to do is, after Ramadan, let us start off with a small amount. So daily I will read just one quarter. Even if it's not one quarter, daily I'll read 2 rukus. Even if it's not 2 rukus, the person said, let me start off with just 1 ruku every day. But I will make sure whether it's raining, whether it's hailing, whether it's sunny, whether it's night, but I will continuously, and I will make sure that that 1 ruku, I read it no matter what. This is mudawamat ke saath. The person does it consistently. And surprisingly, sometimes we'll start off just with that one ruku. And inshallah, Allah will give tawfiq. The person says, you know, I'm enjoying my tilawat. Let me read 2 rukus. And from 2 rukus, so subhanallah, you will see eventually the person sometimes will come to a point where he's reading 1 juz of the Quran. That 1 juz of the Quran is the right way to have come to it. Because the person started off small. And the person built up that way. He built up slowly. And he kept the momentum. And inshallah, that person will continuously, inshallah, keep them. And even if you don't go to 1 juz, and you stick to that quarter para or half a para, but you do it every single day, this is extremely beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That amal is beloved to Allah. In Surah Mulk, Allah ta'ala says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That Allah has created the entity of life and death to test you which one of you does an amal which is of the highest quality. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't say, أَيُّكُمْ أَكْثَرُ عَمَلًا, that who does the most good deeds. But it's rather little, but it's done with quality. It is not the quantity as they say, it is rather the quality. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to one sahabi, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ, that say, I believe in Allah and then remain steadfast. Meaning that just bringing iman in Allah Ta'ala is not sufficient. Together with iman, we also need to adopt this quality of steadfastness. Let us take a few examples from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, he was an embodiment of istiqamat. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam preaching the deen of Islam to the Muslims or to the mushrikeen of Makkah. Somebody says, mashallah, I go, you know, 3 days jamaat, or I'm going so many days jamaat, or I'm engaging some activity of deen. But you'll find that the person, perhaps he will do it for a while, and then after a while, you see, no longer is available. Here the Nabi of Allah continuously invited his people for 13 years. 13 years. And how were those 13 years? There were 13 years of struggle, where the Nabi of Allah faced lots of obstacles, lots of challenges. Just to give a glimpse, thorns were placed in the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They would call the Nabi of Allah a sorcerer, a magician, a madman, na'udhu billahi min dalik. This is what they would do. They would specifically hire people to go around. If any foreigners had come into Makkah, that just inform them that don't follow this man, because if you follow him, he will lead you astray. The Nabi of Allah, on one occasion, ashes were thrown on his Mubarak body. One particular person, mushrik, spat on the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know the incident where the filthy intestines of a camel were placed on the Mubarak back of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam whilst he was in sajda in front of Kaabatullah Sharif. But despite all of that, this is what we spoke about, being unwavering, being unrelenting, despite the challenges, the Nabi of Allah continuously invited and invited and invited and invited. And not for 1 week, not for 1 year, for 13 years. Subhanallah. Not only that, look at the Nabi of Allah going to Taif, inviting the people in Taif, then being chased and stoned. And yet, despite all of that, the Nabi of Allah still made dua, that, oh Allah, perhaps they will not accept, but Allah, I have hope that their progeny will accept Islam. Look at the firmness and the steadfastness of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the battle of Badr, a huge army, a well-equipped army, and the Nabi of Allah and his Sahaba hardly had anything. 313 Sahaba ill-equipped, facing an army that's over 1,000 well-equipped. You definitely need steadfastness to be able to continue and to be able to fight. And subhanallah, that battle of Badr was a glaring example of the steadfastness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba ikram, many, but one that comes to mind, Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu. He is now, just picture the scenario, being dragged on the scorching heat. We go to the beachfront on a hot day and we battle to put our feet on the ground. Imagine 50 degree heat and Bilal radiallahu anhu being dragged on that sand. And then being lashed, shook turns. The one got tired, he said, you take over. And they carried on with the hope and trying to torture him so that he rejects Islam. But Bilal radiallahu anhu continuously remains unrelenting, unwavering, ahad, 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 and continuing in Islam. This is an example of the steadfastness of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, after the month of Ramadan, the question, the big question, how do we remain steadfast after the month of Ramadan? And again, it requires a little bit of focus, a little bit of attention, but we will mention certain qualities that we can develop and we can inculcate within ourselves, or we can pay attention to, that inshallah will make it very easy for us to develop the quality of steadfastness. The first of all, the quality of iman. In that hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Qul amantu billah." Say that I believe in Allah. When a person will strengthen his iman, will work on his iman, then to remain steadfast will become much more easier. So working on our iman, continuously strengthening our iman in Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as they say, talk about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at nature and understand the greatness of Allah ta'ala. Look at your own body within yourself and understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inculcate daily recitation of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are things that will strengthen one's iman. Then, adopting the quality of patience. Sabr. The person has to learn to be patient. And this is something we must inculcate in our children also. Whether it's waiting for the food, whether it's waiting in a queue for your turn. Sometimes we know we like to pay people to get our work done, you know, he'll stand in a queue for me. But sometimes just to develop the quality of patience, we should put ourselves in that situation. Say, this time I'm going to wait 3 hours. We know time is valuable. But if a person doesn't have the quality of being patient, then sometimes we need to expose ourselves to a situation of being patient. So developing this quality of patience is a very important ingredient in remaining steadfast. Because to be steadfast, you have to restrain yourself. And again, in terms of patience, if we just unpack the three types of patience, as-sabr ala ta'a, that the person is patient on the obedience of Allah ta'ala. He remains firm on the obedience of Allah ta'ala. As-sabr anil ma'asiyah, that the person is patient and restrains himself from violating the command of Allah ta'ala. It's a kind of patience as well. And as-sabr ala al-bala, which we all know, that the person, when he faces some challenging situation, some difficulty, some calamity, he exercises patience at the time when the calamity takes place. As-sabr inda as-sadmati al-ula, that when the person lost his near and dear one, at that time, it doesn't mean he doesn't cry. It doesn't mean that the person doesn't feel pain in the heart. If the person doesn't cry when he loses his near and dear one, we'll say that that's insensitive. And that's the right of the near and dear one that you have lost, that you shed tears for them. But the person only utters from his mouth that which pleases Allah ta'ala. Inna lillah وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We all belong to Allah and we all will be returning to Allah Ta'ala. So the person only says that which pleases Allah Ta'ala. That is patience at the time when the person is afflicted with a calamity. The third quality which we can develop is the quality of mujahad. That the person, if we may say, he's the self-discipline and the willingness to strive, to make some effort. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبَلَنَا. That those who strive in our path, for our sake, for our pleasure, Allah will open up pathways for them. Allah will make it then easy for you. So that willingness to sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at the Rasul of Allah in terms of self-discipline and sacrificing. That the Nabi of Allah would continuously wake up for tahajjud to the extent that Allah Ta'ala eventually, Allah advised the Nabi of Allah that do not destroy yourself, do not hurt yourself, look after your health. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ تَقُومُ أَدْنَى مِنْ ثُلُثَيِ اللَّيْلِ وَنِصْفَهُ. In that surah, Allah Ta'ala speaks about and discusses the tahajjud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was steadfast on his tahajjud. And then, of course, we've spoken about the fourth quality, mudawamat, which is consistency. In other words, long term. The person works towards a long term goal. Even in the financial sense, people say that, you know, the people who get rich overnight, it doesn't last long. But those who worked for their wealth and over time, they reach that point, you notice that it lasts much longer and that wealth becomes much more robust. In the same way, we learn to develop consistency, and as we had said, in fact, an example suddenly comes to mind, which our late Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah used to give. In those days, we used to play with the yo-yo, and nowadays you don't see it. But those who know, when they're playing with the yo-yo, they used to make it spin, and for them to continuously spinning it, they make sure that there's still enough spin for it to come back up. Now if you release the yo-yo and just let it continuously spin, eventually it loses momentum, and now you've got to reel it up again. But if you want to continuously, you know, play with that yo-yo in a continuous way, then you have to make sure that it's still spinning, you know, and then it comes back up. So in the same way, when we engage in any amal, don't burn yourself out. There should still be, whether it's tilawat of the Quran Sharif, there should still be a desire to continue reading. It's at that point you should stop. And say, inshallah, tomorrow, I'll carry on tomorrow. That tahajjud too, inshallah, I still want to carry on reading, I'm enjoying it. But let me just stop at this point because I can continue with this tomorrow. So even our amal, we make sure that there's still a momentum in it so that we can continuously go on. Otherwise, we then, you know, as they say, that soda, as it explodes, and once that it's gone, the gas is gone, it's finished. So we keep that consistency. Another important quality is developing the quality of himmat and courage. Because they are challenging situations. Sometimes people will pass a remark, oh, you're a big Sufi sahab now. See, after you went to itikaf, now I see, now you in the first saf, you know. Now we feel like, hey, I don't want people to say about me. Now for a person to remain firm, you have to have whether they say or they don't say, I am performing my salah in the first saf for the pleasure of Allah. I'm not bothered about anyone else. This is what I'm doing. The person has himmat, he has courage. So developing the quality of himmat and courage within ourselves will also assist us in developing this quality of istiqamat. And we will terminate on this. We'll tie it up together. Developing the quality of humility and dua. And we'll terminate on the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, narrated in Tirmizi Sharif, Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Oh, the turner of hearts, cause my heart to remain firm on your deen. Remain steadfast on your deen. Now in dua, there has to be humility. When the person is raising his hands before Allah Ta'ala, he understands that Allah is greater than me. I am nothing before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So developing the quality of humility and dua will make it very easy for us to remain steadfast. And of course, it goes without saying, our company. Company also plays a very critical role in developing this quality of steadfastness. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us this beautiful quality of steadfastness, and Allah ta'ala makes it such that after Ramadan too, we can keep this ball rolling of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, staying away from violating the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and maintaining our spirituality, continuously fulfilling the rights of each and every person, and this will continue till we leave this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq, wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك وكريم رحيم الله Forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Except our sitting here this afternoon, Ya Allah. Grant us the ability to make amal on whatever has been said, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Bless us with the noble character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, make us of those fortunate ones, Ya Allah, who finds Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah. Who passes through the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, completely forgiven, Ya Allah. O Allah, bless us, Ya Allah, with the best of dunya and akhirah. O Allah, you are well away all the good desires and aspirations of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you. Fulfill all their good desires and aspirations, whatever challenge, sickness, hardship they are going through, you know very well. You remove it, Ya Allah. Inna Allahu wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله